This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right. It was not a good day for Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, on Full House, let me tell you. Her and her husband, Massimo, yes, the guy who used to do the clothing line at Target back in the day when their clothes blew up.
Dude, I had so many pairs of Massimo jeans. Yeah. I thought I was such a skater dude.
He's not living the life anymore, let me tell you. No. His thing at Target's donezo. It hasn't been there for a few years anyway, but they were indicted again on more charges yesterday, her and her husband, because we talked about Felicity Huffman, you know, was in court, and she went in with her head down and said, I'm ashamed, I'll do whatever you say, yada yada. Well, so then they go in yesterday and they're in Boston doing this, and they handed down the indictment, and her husband, along with 14 other parents, are now have charges also of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, whatever the hell that means.
That's the big one.
That's
mail
making,
and wire
that's
fraud?
Like money laundering, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's making different ways. That was like how the guy was making it look like it was going to a charity.
Uh-huh.
So that they could write it off on their taxes. That's probably a big portion of
that. They also added a new charge of conspiracy to commit money laundering. So it is officially money laundering.
Jesus.
Forget about the mail fraud. It is money laundering.
Yeah, it is.
A second charge. So,
Lordy.
And I don't think they're going to accept any kind of plea deal, it sounded like. So it's not, we're going to find an interesting court case here.
Yeah.
She's probably like, I just want to be done. He's probably like, oh no. We're gonna fight this.
It ain't over
Jussie
yet.
Jussie Smollett can win.
Right?
Why can't we?
If OJ can win.
Oh my God.
We can win.
We can do it.
I can't believe
OJ
that.
Gave some dumb hope out there, didn't he?
Did we find out, and did it say in any of the stories you read, Allie, about Nikki and Alex getting their college paid for? Because they would be college age at this point, right? From Full House, remember?
No, because they're not her biological children.
Oh, the Katsopolis.
I know you think they are, but they're not.
Those were Jesse Katsopolis' kids?
They were no one's kids.
She just
married some chick on the set if they were her kids.
Wait a second. It's not real?
What? No.
No.
Damn it.
Bob Saget is not the father.
Damn it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Can I start with good news?
Sure.
Do you mind?
Go ahead.
I went to Walgreens yesterday and by chance walked through the Easter candy aisle where they had Cadbury cream eggs. Buy one. Get two free.
No way.
I bought six of them.
Oh.
I had to.
Dude,
because
Easter's
reasons.
In 2 weeks.
I know.
Is it even 2 weeks? How long is it now? A week and a half?
Yep.
April 21st.
Yeah, it's like a week from Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
That's insane.
It's coming up, man. It's hopping right up on us.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This year is flying by.
It is.
It's crazy.
It always does. It always does. You're like, holy crap, it's April. Next year, we're going to be like, oh my God, Summerfest is here already.
I don't believe it.
It's the 4th of July.
Whoa. Yes. Welcome to Summerfest, right?
Mm-hmm. What is your good news, Allie?
My good news is that, well, I live in Waukesha County. Which county do you guys live in?
Milwaukee County.
Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I live in Waukesha. Well, I have good news, and that's that I am not in the weather advisory for tonight. Woo!
Nice.
Oh.
Because it just came out. They said the National Weather Service issued a winter advisory tonight starting at 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow for Sheboygan, Washington, Dodge, and Ozaukee, all the north ones.
Yeah, Fond du Lac, West Bend, all that
Waukesha.
Stuff up there.
Woo!
Lucky you.
That's my good news, baby.
Yeah.
No warning in my county. Now, if one comes through in an hour, screw you all.
But for right now, it's good news.
Only going to snow if it does on the north counties, apparently.
At the moment, the sun is shining on you.
Yes.
Yeah. Givens, what's your good news?
My good news is that the Milwaukee Bucks have the coolest, greatest superstar of all time in Giannis, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Aside from the fact that he's freaking awesome, he turned down LeBron James.
What do you mean?
LeBron James is doing Space Jam 2, right? The Michael Jordan movie Space Jam from back in the day.
Oh, yeah. God.
There's a new one coming out with LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron asked Giannis to be a part of the movie.
Yeah.
And Giannis was like, nah, dude, you're my competition. I don't want to hang out with you in the offseason. I want to work on my game in the offseason.
Nice.
You go film your movie. I'm going to work on my game. Boom.
That's a lie. What's the real reason? I need to know the real reason he turned it down. He doesn't need to work on anything. What's the real reason?
He doesn't want to make friends with the enemy. He doesn't want to work with someone in the offseason that he's going to be competing with in the regular season.
But is LeBron
That's
really
stupid.
Still the enemy now?
That's like saying I can't talk to a radio person when we're not at work.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's
I don't
dumb.
Talk. You talk to radio people outside of here when we're not at work? Hell no. And if I see one of you punks in the street, I'm coming for you. I just felt like going in the wrestler
mode there
for a second.
Kevin says that, but then he'll buy you a beer.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's true. You know me well.
See?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Dwayne Wade, former Marquette guy.
Yes.
In fact, he was honored at a Marquette game back in January. Mm-hmm. When he was in town.
For sure.
It's his final season, and he just played his final game.
Yeah.
And Budweiser, of all people, decided to pay tribute to Dwayne Wade.
Who?
Budweiser. Yeah. Thinking the same thing you are, Gibbons.
Okay.
What? It's them throwing more shade at Miller, trying to take it away from Miller.
Oh, not letting what
Miller
happened?
Like doing it now. But Budweiser puts out this ad saying, Dwayne Wade, pretty much, like, you're more than basketball. Dwayne Wade, throughout his last season, has been swapping his jersey with other prominent NBA players as, like, a little ceremony before every game. So, like, Dirk Nowitzki, LeBron James, mm-hmm. all these other great players. Before the game, he'll swap jerseys with them just as, like,
before
a little...
Before what game? Their game?
Whatever game they're playing, be it at home or an away game. So they decided to surprise him with, they said, five more jerseys. So they had people like his mom come out and say something to him in this video that he's done. So there's five other people that come out. There's a woman whose brother died in the Parkland shooting, a woman who could only afford college because he paid her tuition. A man on the wrong track until his life story helped him reach his life to get his life to a better place. Someone who was inspired by Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
it's all these people basically.
So wait,
whose
they bring
life
out these random
changed.
People that he changed.
Yes.
And, at a game.
No, it was just an ad that Budweiser did for Dwayne Wade.
Okay,
saying,
I'm
like,
so confused.
Okay. Your final
I'm so,
season.
Stop. Okay. I'm so confused, and I'm trying to listen, but I can't process. Like, start over.
At every game that the Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade's team has had this year, they've done a jersey swap between Dwayne Wade and one of the players from the other team.
Yes.
Now,
okay.
Now, Budweiser has put out a commercial, not an in-game thing, but a commercial that is kind of the same thing. So Dwayne Wade's like at a court, and instead of having a Dirk Nowitzki or a Giannis come out and trade the jersey, it's his mother who comes out and tells a story about how he helped
and
her.
And this is all a commercial.
This is just a commercial. It's all it is. It's nothing happening like that's happening an ongoing thing. This is just one
Budweiser
commercial.
I was picturing it in
commercial.
The moment thing because you were talking about them at the jersey.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So that's cool.
It's
okay.
Just,
It should have been Miller
because of him. I just saw. Did you know Dwayne Wade's son is gay? Did you know that?
Yeah,
he has an 11-year-old son that's gay. I didn't know this. And Gabrielle Union, his wife, was just at Pride with the 11-year-old supporting him. Yeah. And they have all these pictures of the two of them out. And then Dwayne reposted it and said, "I support my son." And I was like, "Oh my god, I love you, Dwayne Wade. You're amazing." So I don't care who's picking him for an ad, but I agree it should have been Miller.
At Dwayne Wade's last game, his older son Zaire, who's a basketball star, came out to the court, and they kind of, I'm continuing what I'm talking about. They had like a father-son moment in the middle of the court. He was like, "Dad, I'm so proud of you," and they hugged. And then his dad went out and scored 30 points in his final game. Dwayne Wade. Yeah, Marquette's fine.
You know, kids
baby.
Don't care when their parents are that good, though, right?
True, right. But still, man.
They know. I love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So why would Taylor Swift go out and give someone $113,000? To me, I just thought, what a random number.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why 113 and who was it? Well, she went out and she decided, she's from Tennessee. She still has a house there. She loves Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
She went out and made a $113,000 donation, I'm assuming because she loves the number 13.
That is her favorite number?
Yeah, to the Tennessee Equality Project. Now, this is really cool. What they do is they go in and they fight for the LGBT community against harmful bills because they have some bills in there that would allow like churches to, discriminate or basically. So Taylor was happy. She said, "I'm glad." She's honored and grateful. She sees our struggle in Tennessee and continues to add her voice with so many good people, including religious leaders who are speaking out for love in the face of fear. So they're going in, to some of these churches that don't want them to worship. And she wrote this, the guy who runs this charity, a handwritten note, which she's known for.
Yeah.
And you can see her, this long handwritten note where she says, "Please convey to the leaders in Tennessee that we are against the slate of hate in our state legislature." Yeah.
Good rhyme.
She said, "I'm grateful that they're giving all people a place to worship," implying that, everyone. But, I mean, when you read some of the bills,
legislate
that get introduced by these people in these states. They're so 1925. It's like, I can't even believe people are introducing bills sometimes. Some of the stuff I read, it's just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going backwards, you know.
$113,000, which will go towards
the
great cause.
Tennessee Equality Project, where they fight for everyone to have equality in Tennessee.
Good for you, Taylor.
As if there wasn't any more reason to think that Taylor Swift is one of the greatest people of all time.
She is.
Right. Now we got another one.
She tells you when she sucks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, listen to her, some of her songs. She talks about how screwed up she is.
Totally.
I mean, that's what makes her so endearing.
Mm-hmm.
She's honest.
She had a whole video where she made fun of herself.
Uh-huh.
The entire thing. She killed herself off.
Love her.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So yesterday I talked about a friend who's having an unexpected pregnancy because he didn't want all the pomp and circumstance around having a baby. My question to you, how much pomp and circumstance is needed when one has a baby? Meaning you have like a baby shower.
How many, what circumstance?
Pomp and circumstance.
You need these words, dude, every day. These are sort of Riggs word of the day that nobody
knows.
Listen,
I'm not going to apologize for the thesaurus that I read over the weekend.
Tell me what it means so I can answer the question you asked.
Like all the hoopla behind it that goes up. Like all the buildup. Like,
got it.
There's a birth announcements. There's a birth shower.
We had a conversation about this the other day, the gender reveal parties with my dad and my friends. And my dad said, what the hell? This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I said, I know, Dad. Then gender reveal parties are on a whole nother level now.
Dude, even worse than gender reveal parties, name reveal parties.
Nobody gives a damn.
I've seen friends of mine.
Nobody cares.
Swear to God, made cupcakes.
Stop it.
And had names in each cupcake. And their friends got to pick who. What do you think the name is?
Get over yourself. Nobody cares that much.
Exactly, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, I ask now because we have now two baby shower announcements at our house. Mm-hmm. Both places that we can't go. One to my wife's friend in Miami and one to my cousin that lives in like Paducah, Kentucky area, like Western Kentucky area.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have a birth announcement on a refrigerator, all three of them. Are we supposed to send these people gifts for sending this stuff?
The birth announcements are like you had a baby, great.
Because
I throw them away. I can't believe you held it on the fridge. I toss mine immediately.
Oh, me? No, my wife put them on there. I didn't put them on there. She's out of town today. They're going in the trash.
Oh, yeah.
At home.
Unless it's a save the date where I need the information, you're out.
So I don't have to buy gifts for a baby shower that we can't go to,
Yes, you do.
For the shower, you do.
Your wife should send something. You buy it online. You send it. And then the baby announcement, no, you don't need to give anything to someone who just had a baby if they don't even live here.
Okay.
Wait, let me win you back here. Okay, you're going to have to get them something, Riggs, for the baby shower that you can't go to. But like Allie said, you're going to be able to shop online to get it. So look at the good thing. You're going to get to do something that you love, online shopping.
Right, but I can't
return it. And your wife's going to do that anyway. So just let her buy stuff for people anyway instead of herself. So it's not in your house, all this crap.
Is it bad that I push it off onto her, by the way?
Push what off?
The buying of that kind of stuff to her. Because she called me the other day
and she goes, I'm
buying this for them. I'm buying this thing for the baby. And
it's bad that either of you is because neither of you knows what the hell a baby needs. And this is the problem with baby registries. Let me just break it down. When the chick has her first baby, if she does not go with someone who knows what they're doing to register, she registers for the dumbest things. I've seen it a million times. You have to have someone who knows what they're doing go with you. And then, have no clue what a baby needs.
The most important things they need, you're now
buying random stupid stuff, and I guarantee Riggs and his wife are probably the couple that'll buy stuff they're going to return that they don't need, because people buy you actually need a lot of stuff and don't realize it, and people buy you stupid stuff like 15 blankets and 12 you know, onesies that all look the same. You're like, I just needed diapers, wipes, and that's
true.
It
we bought somebody like a little rocker thing once for a baby. We bought them practical things before.
That's good.
I bought diapers before. Yes, Gibbons, you're raising your hand.
I've been sheepishly figuring out if I should say this or not, but I didn't know that for a baby shower there's a registry like there is
for
100%.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
I had no idea.
How would you know what to get?
Of course, yes. Well, you go through and you scan like the crib and you need
all
the...
He's never been invited to a baby shower.
He's
never had a girlfriend who would have gone to one because 100%. He's never had a girlfriend.
Bottles.
No offense.
Bottle
I mean
cleaners.
Genuinely. Your mom never went to one, I take it?
She's been to them, but I didn't ask, hey, did you have a registry when you went? I didn't didn't care. She went to my...
Their baby registries at every store. Target.
This is going to make me sound like... it's going to make me sound like a double jerk. My sister had it. My niece... She had a baby
shower. And you never even sent a gift?
I didn't send a gift.
Did you get invited?
I didn't get invited. No, but
Well, then you don't need to send a gift for the shower.
Yeah. Okay.
The invitation's the bill, essentially.
I just started to sweat because I'm thinking, oh my God, I screwed my sister over and didn't give her a gift.
Okay. No, you don't send a gift if you're not invited to the shower. All but right. I mean, if it's your own sister, you might send a gift.
Now I'm the jerk.
So two.
You're young and stupid. I did that stuff in my 20s, too.
Okay, so two baby showers and one birth announcement. We have to buy two gifts for the two baby showers that we can't go to. That's it. Not the birth announcement. No. Nothing for that.
Okay. And is it the first baby, the birth announcement?
Yes.
Don't expect one for the second, by the way.
Okay.
Again, my point.
Yeah.
You won't. You don't know what the hell you're doing with the first
one.
Also
way less, there's also way less pictures of the second one on Facebook, too.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, they're over it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Facebook is going to use artificial intelligence now to help find the profiles of people who have passed on and eliminate things like birthday reminders them showing up in your memories and things like that.
Yeah, that's really awkward when somebody dies suddenly and they're in your memories
or you're still friends with them
and they're not alive. I just am like, take the page down.
I, as a fan of the movie Coco.
Yeah, I love Coco.
I do not like them taking away the Facebook memories. Because if
they're not taking away the memories. They're just going to not bring up the ones where you are maybe tagged with someone who's passed away who's no longer living, right?
If I passed away, you wouldn't see something next year that would say, hey, you and Andy Riggs have 11 memories together. Or Andy Riggs' birthday is this. Don't forget, it's his birthday. The upcoming birthdays. It won't do stuff like that.
I can see the birthday part, but memories are fun and they're supposed to be shared. When the person's gone, all you have are your memories.
So wait, how are they going to do that? Do they just get a death list and go through Facebook? How did they do that?
Until now, anybody that sends them an obituary of the person who died, they would change it to a memorial page. Now it can only be a close family member or friend. Like, Facebook has to identify you, and you have to go through a process.
Oh, you have to know them in order to keep the page. Because I get it. People are probably listening going, but the memorial pages keep them alive. And that's what people call in with.
Yeah.
You can text at 71037. They always say, I like it, the memories, and da-da-da. But I'm glad it has to be somebody that actually knows the person, not somebody who just went, oh, this person was
popular.
It has
to be a friend or family member.
Yeah.
Like somebody sending proof.
Can I keep it super real one time, please?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had a Facebook friend request in my inbox from my girlfriend's father, okay?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's father passed away 2 weeks ago unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Can I guilt-free delete that friend request and not worry about it?
I can't believe you still have it there.
Yeah.
Okay,
if somebody died, I wouldn't want to look at it every day.
You know why? Because if he was still alive, it would still be sitting there in limbo right now.
You're absolutely right, it would. Yes.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Now, missed connections
from Craigslist.
Oh, top of the morning, girl.
St. Patty's Day is way over, dude.
I know. And that's what this guy says.
Oh, man.
He says, lovely lady with the long brown hair and glasses at A.J. O'Brady's in Menominee Falls on St. Patrick's Day. He says, I know it's been a while, but it's worth a long shot. I saw you on St. Patrick's Day. And the tent behind the restaurant in Menominee Falls, I was really taken back by how lovely of a woman you are. From your long brown hair, maybe it was auburn, and glasses, it all took my breath away.
You were drunk at a pub. You don't remember what she looks like.
Exactly.
I was wearing a black leather jacket, and I have salt and pepper gray hair. I approached you and asked you if you had worked at a business in Waukesha that I used to deal with. You said that you didn't.
Oh.
I didn't know if you remember me or the name of the business, but if you do see this, let me know. I'd love to take you out for dinner and get to know you better. When was St. Patrick's? It's been well over a month, St. Patrick's Day, right? Almost a month, maybe?
Almost a month.
And look, the day after it's over, we've moved on.
Yes.
And if you go out for St. Patty's Day and you go hard on St. Patty's Day, you're not going to remember the day at all, let alone some random interaction with one person.
This guy's making this thing up?
Give it up, man.
No, I think he's weird and he had a crush on some chick who clearly hasn't thought about him. And a month later, he sent a thing out.
Don't judge people on Craigslist.
Oh, yes, judge people on Craigslist. Come on.
This has been a probably far too late missed connection, buddy.
Yeah.
might want to let it go.
And it's Menominee Falls. You'll probably run into her at the gas station any damn way, dude. Just keep the hope alive. Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Shut up.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. You got something that made you say hell to the nah? 799-1037, or you can text always to 71037.
Where's the text from yesterday where Gibbons is like, I can't wait to share my hell to the gnaw with you guys tomorrow? And I'm like, oh.
Please, Gibbons. I tried to get it out of him earlier. I was like, well, so what happened? He was like, wait.
Why would you? He said wait for the air.
Bro.
This guy with the spoilers.
Okay.
Hey, man.
I want to throw up. I screwed up so badly yesterday. I'm shocked I still have a relationship. I'm shocked I still have a roof over my head.
Well, I'm shocked about that every day, quite frankly, Gibbons. But what happened?
One of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. Okay, so I go to my girlfriend's...
This must be good, then.
I go to my girlfriend's mom's house yesterday to pick up her three-year-old, right?
Yeah.
I go and I get the three-year-old and I got her in my arms and we go downstairs and we're in the driveway and I put her in her car seat. I strap her in. I get in the car. I drive away. And I get about a half a mile away from my girlfriend's mother's house when I remember that I left my girlfriend's iPad on top of my car. And I drove away.
Oh, because your hands were full.
My hands were full. Oh. I threw it on the roof.
Nobody puts an iPad on top of the car, dude.
Allie, in my head, as I put the iPad on the roof, I said to myself, the iPad's on the roof. Don't forget. And when I strapped the kid in before I brought my head out of the car, I said, the iPad's on the roof. Don't forget. Allie, go ahead. What's up?
Here's my question. Yes? Since you don't know anything about life and we're slowly teaching you here at Kiss FM, I'm assuming you didn't occur to you to have a three-year-old have a case like an OtterBox case that wouldn't break like my kids have. But that would be, it'd be in the street totally in one piece if you had an OtterBox on it.
No case.
So no case on a tablet for a three-year-old, you dummies. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's your first problem.
Yes, Riggs, yes.
Moving on to the next question.
How many things did you have in your hand?
Thank you.
What all were you carrying? Jesus Christ.
I had a three-year-old. I had the iPad, which had a cord attached to it, and I had two DVDs. I went back to my girlfriend's mom's house. I found the two DVDs sitting there. No iPad.
Where was the iPad?
Gone. Somebody went and just, I guess, picked it up and took it.
In that amount of time, and somebody was like,
that quickly,
iPad,
dude.
That's mine.
That
really?
Quickly. So then I text my girlfriend. I tell her what happened. She's like,
my God.
She's like, babe, that was like the brand new iPad. How the hell did you do that? And I'm like, oh my God.
Wait, you guys bought a brand new iPad with no case?
That's a hell to the no.
That was
months ago they've been using it.
That was my girlfriend's iPad. Not even my iPad, my girlfriend's iPad.
Asking for it, you two are. Let me tell you.
So then my girlfriend comes home, and I'm dreading her coming home all day because I'm like, she's going to yell at me, and I deserve it, and I just have to take it. I can't talk back. I have to take it, right?
Yeah.
So then she comes back, and she's super quiet. And when she's super quiet, I'm like, I'm going to get it. And then she turns to me with like a smile on her face almost and goes, you were totally joking about the iPad, right? And then I'm like,
no, I wasn't.
Now I want to puke. See, now I feel like you, Gibbons.
Okay, Allie, her posture goes from standing up straight to she crosses her back leg over her front leg, leans to the side, has one hand on her hip and the other hand on the table, and she's just tapping her nails.
It's basically your mother telling you you're in big trouble. Yeah,
and the tapping's getting louder, and I can see her face getting redder.
How much is a new iPad? Honest to God, just tell me. Just say it.
I think it's like...
You know what it is. You spent the money. How much is it?
No, she got it from Sprint. But that was all on her. But I think I meant like it goes for like $1,000, $1,200.
I don't even know what new iPads are anymore. That's why I had to ask. I was like, I remember back in the day.
Right, because you're smart, Allie. You do something like put it in a case.
Oh my God. Riggs.
With a child.
You know what, Gibbons? Have a moment to get your pull yourself
Please,
together because
I
know
it.
You're going to cry. Riggs,
yes.
My kids have Kindles in the most secure military case you've ever seen, but it gets better. Those are new.
Yeah.
The iPads that they have that are like from 1994, I'm exaggerating a little, still have military grade cases on them.
Of course they do.
Like all of the cases are like those things fall on the floor. I don't know how you haven't broken it. Besides, I mean, I understand you put the iPad on top of the car and drove off. Mm-hmm. God, Gibbons. I just can't believe that you made it that far without a freaking case.
I think at one point there was a case on it, and then the case went missing, and now the iPad's gone, and I know.
Of course, to her, it's not about the case. It's about you broke the iPad.
Right. I'm going to be spending the next, like, 6 months on the couch, and I deserve it.
You didn't do it on purpose. You're just being stupid. Set out to break it.
My point was, we have a 20-year-old iPad in a nice case. He's got a brand new one, not in a case.
Yeah. Listen, guys.
Okay, so then what happens? So she didn't just tap her fingers all night. So then what?
I ran out the door with the dogs and took a 45-minute walk to let her calm
and
down.
And then what happened?
And then I went home and went,
don't act like there was no conversation. Give me the juice.
I swear to God, like a scorned child, like a scared child, when I got back, she was in the shower. I went to bed and went to sleep as quickly as possible.
You guys didn't talk at all?
We didn't talk about it, and I don't have words. I don't know.
What else do you say? You broke the iPad. You got to get a new one. What else is the end of discussion?
You're together, you share your money. It's not like it makes a difference who buys it.
No, I definitely owe her a new iPad.
You think?
You do.
But you can't afford one, so now what? Who has $1,000 sitting there to buy a new
iPad? Does anybody have an extra iPad laying around that can send a Gibbons? Anybody?
Anybody, please. I need help, y'all. I'm in trouble, okay?
But screw him. If you have an Xbox you don't need, my kid wants one.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Just sabotage him again.
Oh, and then she got me an Xbox. I forgot she got me an Xbox. I lost her iPad.
I'll take the Xbox.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This will work.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons the Great, let's do it.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Gibbons the Great walks into the studio. 29 wins. Only been beaten 6 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around this time. Let's bring him in the studio.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, Gibbons the Great. We got our friend Sarah on the phone from Oconomowoc.
All right.
She's ready to stump you this morning, I believe. Sarah, you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Let's do it.
All right, Sarah, do you have someone on your mind who has recorded any albums previously?
Yes.
Maybe this is a rapper that you got on your mind?
No.
Is this a female person that you're thinking of?
Yes.
Perhaps on your mind is someone who has children?
Yes.
Could this be a black person?
Nope.
Could this be somebody from the show The Voice?
Nope.
Perhaps this person's hair is the color blonde?
Nope.
On your mind, is there someone from America?
Yes.
On your brain, is there a character maybe who ever played the lead role in a movie?
Yes.
Has the person that you're thinking of already passed away?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of a Hispanic person?
Nope.
Is there a white person on your mind?
Yes.
Maybe this is someone from a Broadway show?
No.
On your mind, is there someone whose hair has ever been blonde?
I don't think so.
Perhaps you've got an actor on your mind?
Yes.
Is this person a mother?
Yes.
On your brain, is there someone who sometimes sees ghosts?
Yes.
Oh, that's all me needed. Me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball, though. I want to make sure I got the right one. Are you thinking of one of me favorites from back in the day, Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I am.
Oh, I forgot she's still on TV on that show 911 on Fox.
So did everyone.
Mm. Yep.
We loved her way back when.
So did everyone.
Sarah, what did you know her from? Where were you thinking of Jennifer Love Hewitt from?
Well, of course, it's Fur, and obviously I know what you did last summer, and it was, you know, that's just where I grew up in.
That's the general crap I know, too.
Back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can't hardly wait. Yes.
Yeah, can't hardly wait. Yeah.
Yes, classic.
All right,
she was the epitome of the hottest chick, which I still do not get to this day.
Oh, yeah.
Visually. Cute. Adorable.
Adorable,
not
yes.
Not the hottest chick on the planet, though, but men loved her.
Yes. Jennifer Love Hewitt is who you were thinking of this morning. Sarah, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, bye.
That's win number 30. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time, around 8 to 20 on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Is it gray? Or is it silver? Make up your damn mind, people, because I got a car and I don't know if it's gray or silver, but if another person asks me what color it is and I say the wrong one, well, I'm going to lose it. Allie, what color is your car? It's gray. Oh, okay. I thought it was silver. No, that's a gray car. Nope. I think it's... Dude, I go to the car dealer to get my car service the other day, and now they have like full on displays of the car and the color, like a chunk, like the you know, like
the
sitting,
piece of the bumper,
like
the,
paint, like paint swatches.
It's, yes. But it's a literal painted piece of car, so it's like this big, and you look at all the different.
Yeah,
you look at all the different colors.
Swatches, yeah.
You go, which color do I want my car to be? And they have like 7 grays. And then they have like 3 silvers. And I'm like, 7 grays and 3 silvers for one car? Is that a thing? Like there's that many shades of gray and silver? They all look the same. Is it gray or is it silver? And then I call it gray. Hudson calls it silver. And now I don't know. And now I'm just done. I think we just need to merge the color. I know they're different, but they're not. You know what I mean?
You've been to the paint aisle before. For Home Depot, for house paint. Think of how many hundreds of thousands of colors there are. There's 50 shades of white. There's one card with 50 different shades of white.
I guess the question is it gray or silver? Make up your... And how do I know the difference with a car?
I think they're interchangeable, but Gibbons, what do you think?
When it comes to gray, I think of more dull. Like the sky right now, the sky is gray. There's no...
Darker.
But like...
Silver's brighter?
Silver has a shine to it. When I think of silver, I think of like a silver bracelet, shiny. So I think of like a... not lighter, but a shinier...
My old car may have been silver if you go by that. Lighter.
Yes.
Lighter is more silver.
Like, I would for sure say my car is silver because it's a lighter version. And your car, Allie, I would for sure say gray.
That's what I said.
But then they have, like, charcoal gray. Or do they have those, too? Like, different names for them?
I'm telling
you. Of course.
There was, like, 7 shades of gray. I should have taken... Did I take a picture? I should have taken a picture of all the swatches. There were that many grays. I was like, just give me gray. They all look the same.
Why does it matter? Why does it matter? For what purpose? Like, why does it matter if it's one or the other?
Because people ask me, and then I say... You get asked what color your car is all the time when you're identifying your car for something. I insert it. Like, where did I just have to put in my car color for? I was going somewhere. Yeah. And they were like, what's your car color so we know you when you pull up? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pickup for groceries. Car color. Is it, again, I had to pick silver or gray. I'm like, hell if I know, I'm picking gray. I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's the same. But to me, everyone, I hear silver and then I hear gray and then I get confused.
Listen, all I'm saying is 50 Shades of Gray belong in book form and movie form and not in car color. Okay, that's
I'm
a bit much
you.
For the love of St. Peter.
I can't, you never thought about it, did you?
No.
Well, maybe you should.
Go back to the paint aisle and look at all the colors.
I don't want to go to the paint aisle. I just want somebody to tell me what color my car is.
What does it
which
say?
Which Gibbons said it's gray, so I'm going with gray.
I'm going to go with
I've
gray.
Always stuck with gray.
Does it say gray or silver on your registration? Do you probably don't remember off the top of your head.
It says gray. I do
you know.
You know
what?
Well, there you go.
The DMV gods have spoken.
Yeah.
Your car is gray and will not forever be gray.
I had to look at because when I got my tire flat the other day, I had to get my registration out to call roadside assistance and get my VIN number. So that's the only reason that I know it says gray. And I'm... For sure of that.
Until you're being chased by the cops and they're saying there's a silver SUV on the loose. And we're like, no, it's gray. She was in a gray car.
Wouldn't be far-fetched for somebody to get them confused. That's my point.
She was in a gray car. It
also,
wasn't silver at all.
Wouldn't be far-fetched to have Allie being chased by the police. I'm just saying.
That's
I'm
true,
saying too. See?
Only I don't know they're behind me because I'm oblivious.
Right? Music's too loud.
You're crazy.
Probably. Yeah, honestly. I'm fine.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Bucks playing their last home game of the season tonight. They finish with the best record in the NBA.
We're the best
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. We're the best team in the NBA. Get out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, we the best.
Nice.
We will find out tonight who exactly will be playing. If the playoffs started today, the Bucks would play the Detroit Pistons.
Yep.
If it started today. That's who we would play. First game's being this weekend. Now, that whole complex at Fiserv Forum, have you been down there lately and seen how much they've built it up?
It's
they've
awesome.
They've got like a giant 40-screen TV
was down
there.
What was I there for?
For the Punch Bowl Social thing, maybe? Or were you there for the Good City Brewing? Is that the other one that's down there?
Yep.
I took my kids to Disney on Ice. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. Now I remember.
But there's a little corridor with like some picnic tables and a big screen. They'll have 2 giant screens. So if you can't be in the game, you can be right outside the arena watching the game. They'll have giveaways and DJs and all sorts of stuff.
Can we talk about the real story here that we talked
What's
about at 5:50 and then never mentioned again?
What's that?
That's way more fascinating. The fact that Giannis refused to be in Space Jam 2 because he doesn't like Hollywood.
Giannis,
that is fascinating.
Yeah. Because there's so many people out there who are like, the minute Giannis gets a free agent deal. He's going to leave Milwaukee because Milwaukee's a little town. And he's like, I like being able to go out and do my thing and not be hounded by the press. I don't need your Hollywood crap.
LeBron James said, come be in Space Jam 2, and he said no.
I'm cool with that.
So I couldn't believe when I really dug
deep. He doesn't want to be Hollywood.
He says he's not into the Hollywood thing. He just wants to play basketball, and that's it. He literally doesn't want anything else.
Just wants to hoop, dog. Just wants to hoop. Can you blame him?
I'm hounded by the press. Are you kidding me? I saw him at Purple Door Ice Cream downtown, and I stopped him for a picture. I hounded the crap out of that guy.
Come on,
100%.
Riggs. The man's trying to get some ice cream.
And I'm trying to get a selfie with Giannis, and I got one, and thank you, Giannis. Jeez. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Sarah Gilbert leaving, not the Connors.
Oh.
Have you even watched the Connors?
No.
Me neither.
I swear to God, I watched 2 minutes of the first episode without 2 minutes, and I was like, okay, all right, cool.
But it had nothing. I mean, we still think Roseanne's dumb.
Yeah.
She keeps saying stupid stuff, by the way. I'm like, stop talking. Like, the other day I saw an article where she was going on, and I'm like, oh, you're getting worse. You're getting more crazy. Dementia. You know what I mean?
Let it go.
No. So now Sarah Gilbert, who continued to be on the Connors and played Darlene, obviously, on Roseanne.
Yeah.
She's also on The Talk, and she's been on it for years. One of the creators, you know, she's leaving. She said she's got to go. She doesn't want to be on The Talk anymore. And so after this ninth season,
That's been on for 9 seasons?
Think about it. But it's been 2010. Yeah, 9 seasons. So she said it's something that she's been struggling with, and she goes back and forth. But she said it's time to leave the show at the end of this season. But I said, look, she's a mom.
Yes.
She's already got a full-time job on The Talk.
Mm.
She's married, so you got to take care of that damn person. Right? That's another person you got to take
100%.
Care of.
Yeah.
Then she goes and does the Connors, and think how long they're on set for those. So I thought, it's too much.
Being
to do
pulled
a
in
show.
Too many directions.
Well, to do a show every day, right?
Yeah.
And then
Another show.
Like, that's like saying, Allie, come to work every morning, and then in the afternoon go do another show. I'd be like, screw you.
Oh, yeah, and there's three kids at home. Like,
and there's
come
three
on.
Kids and a wife. Yeah, like literally a wife. She's married to a
woman.
And
then do this TV show in between.
Come
all right.
on, man.
Cool.
Yes,
go.
Did you see Ryan Seacrest, by the way, did not host Idol for the first time ever in however many years it's been, because he was sick.
Seacrest
and Bobby Bones came in, which nobody knows who the hell that is unless you watch Dancing with the Stars. Mm. That he's a country DJ or something.
And that's a long shot if people are watching that too. So,
Well, at least they knew Katy Perry and Lionel Richie,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
hello.
No more Sarah Gilbert on The View.
No,
focusing on the Connors and her family.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
Kiss
her.
FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
That's what you call carapy. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What?
It took me a second. Carapy.
I said I missed my therapy appointment yesterday because my son has like this flu thing going around. And I was pissed because I love therapy. I live for therapy. It's part of my coping skills.
Yeah.
They called me back and offered me an appointment tomorrow. I said, God, I love my therapist. And Riggs said, it's carapy.
Yeah, she's a carapist.
I said, I love that.
She is.
And they got me back in.
I don't want to derail everything, but it's just like you're going to see your therapist who you see to speak about your issues. And they could be thinking maybe she's canceling because she's in a dark place. And they call you. That's so, I got goosebumps. That's really freaking
cool.
She's
probably calling because I said, I was really looking forward to this. I have a lot to talk to you about, but I can't come. So then she went, ooh, it's juicy. Let's go.
She's a therapist. She was like, oh, this is going to be a good one.
That is really cool.
Look, she knows my father just left, okay?
Right?
It's a fact.
She's got so much stuff.
I said, I will see you on Tuesday when my dad's gone, and we'll have a long session, honey.
Oh, hell yeah.
So she knows what's up.
Show number 635 is in the books, and it will be shortly posted at 1037kissfm.com or wherever you find your podcast. Just look for Riggs and Allie. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something about Gibbons.
Oh, what'd
you learn? I learned that Gibbons is continuing to learn life lessons, like don't put an expensive item, like maybe an iPad, on top of a car.
Or a new iPad.
Yes, and put it in a freaking case, for the love of God. That'll at least give it a good sporting chance if it falls off the roof. Nothing. Nothing.
He put his girlfriend's new iPad on the roof while he put her daughter in the car and then forgot about the iPad and drove off. And now we don't know where it is and it's gone and it had no case.
Thank God you didn't put the iPad in the car and the girl on the top of the car. Then you would have been really screwed. Could you imagine?
That probably would have went over better.
Right?
Honestly, man.
Because we would have found her.
Where's Cora? She was on the roof of the car. Sorry.
She's all right, though.
She's fine.
I mean, I found the cord that went with the iPad that I also left on the roof. I found that. Yep. I found two DVDs that I also left on the roof.
Uh-huh.
The iPad itself.
Gone.
And I'm sleeping on the couch for the next probably 6 months.
Let's just hope that the insurance comes through and works.
Let's hope.
Is she going to be mad if he hands her a gift and there's a case inside for an iPad with no iPad?
You should just buy her a case.
That would be brilliant.
That would be epic because you'd have to find a new place to live. So
that's like a half-assed apology. That's like, sorry, but
it's saying, I'm sorry, but this was your fault. Basically.
Yeah. No. Because I would hand her the case being like, haha, it's your fault. And she would go, yeah, let me put this on the iPad that
I
you
don't have.
Lost, you douchebag. And then I would feel even worse than I do.
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that Riggs knows nothing about birth announcements.
Zero.
Or birth or baby showers.
No.
And Gibbons didn't even know there was a freaking registry for baby showers.
Not
I mean, that's how dumb he is. I mean, when it comes to baby stuff, clearly.
No, we are not the most educated bunch,
like,
Riggs and I.
Yeah, there's a registry for baby stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
You go to many stores, you can just Google it, hell.
And I don't have kids, so I'm buying him like a six-pack of beer or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like some Pilsner glasses that the kid can't even use.
Riggs wanted to know, if we got an invitation to a baby shower, but we can't go, do we still send a gift? And I said, yeah, it's your family. Yes, you just mail it.
Mm-hmm.
They do it for you. Just get on the registry and they'll ship it there.
I make my wife do it. I don't do that stuff.
Yeah. You don't make her do it. She likes doing
she
it.
She does.
She gets to spend money.
Fair.
Wait, if you...
Come on.
If you... Hold on. I gotta... If it's on the registry...
Yeah.
And you go to like... It's on like a store's
Target,
website registry?
Bye Bye Baby, Walmart,
Did you know if you put a crib on the list and then I buy the crib, it comes off the list so nobody double buys? Did you know that?
That I could have figured out, yes.
Okay.
Have you ever bought a gift in your life?
Yeah.
Because the fact that you can't believe that they'll ship it for you.
The fact
you
that
go on the registry and they have the person's information so that it's easy for you to just have it sent to them.
That's
the whole point.
I'm learning more and more every second.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is what an amazing time to be alive
Gibbons
and dumb.
Is sitting there going, man, I don't have the address. I can't buy a gift because I don't know where to mail it. It's all on the registry.
The fact that you can go there, the registry's right there, you buy it right there, you ship it right there.
And it's incredibly easy.
Telling you.
Man.
So, do you want to say what you learned on the show this morning, Gibbons?
Well, between what we just talked about
learned
now,
enough.
I'm out of breath.
Did you take notes on today's show, Gibbons?
Oh,
maybe you should go back and listen to the podcast.
I will be listening back, top down, front back, and side to side.
There you go. 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.